You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is May 12th, 2022. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast, or should I say, welcome me back to the podcast. First off, wanted to say I apologize for missing a show, and I think I'm late on the second show, so it's been about a month, a little bit over a month since I've been on the podcast. To be completely honest, I had a few health issues. I pulled my back out really bad a couple of weeks ago. If any of you that's experienced back pain, you definitely can feel my pain on that one, and I feel yours, because when that happens, you can't do anything. You can't even like look at your phone, let alone a computer screen. And yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago, and then my son was sick from school and had a stomach bug and ended up giving it to me and my wife conveniently around his birthday. So it's been a rough couple weeks for me health-wise, but I am feeling tons better and I'm really happy to be back on the podcast to do this again. I've been missing it, and I had a couple of things done for the show and I had to change it up a little bit. I apologize, guys, for being out. But, you know, things happen here and there. Remember, health is first, your family and all that stuff always comes first. So always make sure you take care of yourself and try to stay healthy. Even though COVID is kind of dissipating in the world, it is still really important to make sure you're still washing your hands and stuff like that. So, yep, it was a pretty, pretty cruddy 2 weeks there for me. But you know what? Everything's back to normal or getting back to normal, and I'm feeling good. And really just happy to be talking shaving, to be honest with you. This is a really a fun part of the week for me, or every 2 weeks, just to be able to talk shaving and be able to research and read up and talk to some vendors here and there. It's a lot of fun, and it brings it back, you know, perspective. As just being a great overall hobby and way of life, I think. That's what I like to call wet shaving. I used to call it the sport of wet shaving, but I used to get so much, like, not hate, but like comments online regarding, oh, what do you mean it's a sport? You know, it's not a sport. You know, just people just, you know, I like to call them like keyboard bullies or something like that, just to say something like that in that area. But, you know, it is what it is, right? So whatever, I guess you could say. So today on the show, I want to talk about, we did have the giveaway. We had somebody win the giveaway, so I have a picture of it, and he received all of his stuff. I'm glad he did. I have another giveaway that I'm giving out, a second place winner too. We did get a couple good emails regarding their collections and stuff. So I was really happy to see that, guys. And I did get a few other emails regarding just life in general. A couple of people asking if I'm okay, just because I missed a show or two. And I just want to say, everybody, just to answer that, I'm perfectly fine. Nothing is wrong. I'm back to normal. Just, you know, a couple things happened in, you know, one after another. So it was a very, very rough few weeks there for just health reasons. But, you know, nothing's major, nothing going to, you know, lingering on or anything like that. Everything's back to normal. So talking about the giveaway, then we have the replica toggles from Global Shave are shipping now. I haven't seen any pictures yet or anybody out with them, but they are starting to ship. So I have I really wanted to focus on that a little bit this week. Also, Global Shave came out with a JFK shave set from like a replica from the JFK, the famous JFK Gillette. I believe it was an old type or forget what it was. And that's coming out as well. That's out there. The Shave Rescue Razor Cleaning Brush. Now, I've been seeing a lot of that online. I'm not too sure, not too well versed with it, but I've been hearing a little bit about it. I did see the brush itself here and there, and I thought it was pretty cool. And honestly, I mean, I've been using just a regular brush, like a toothbrush, but this brush seems to be a little bit more, you know, in depth, can hold in your palm and everything like that. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. And a new Supply SE razor. So the new razor from Supply is really coming out now. It's a little bit bigger, has like a little open comb, and advertised with the NickStop technology. So pre-orders already started a couple of weeks ago, so it would have been on the last show. And I haven't seen anybody with them yet, but they should be shipping out, I believe, in the summer. And shave brushes from Badlands Shaving. You know, I've been looking for different brushes here and there. I always use the same, you know, few brushes that I do own. And just to see this, I was really interested in some of the blank and some of the actual handles they have and the knots and everything. Very interesting, like little hybrid knots, hybrid handles. So just messing around, searching around, I found this vendor, and they're actually very reasonable. The brush just start around $70. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So without further ado, everyone, let's get on with the show. So just to talk a little bit about the giveaway, congratulations, Joseph, listener, relatively new listener, new wet shaver. We got him started with a nice setup, as you can see in the picture in the show notes. I got him set up with a Crown King set, a little scuttle, Arts of Shaving starter kit with a nice Badger brush, some blades, and a nice, the actual double-edged razor that comes from Los Angeles Shaving Company, which is the inspiration for the BBS one, one of the inspiring pieces for it. That was one of the razors that John sent, that it was sent to Wolfman before it even started to make the BBS one, which is my personally my favorite piece of wet shaving equipment that I have. That is definitely one of my favorite razors, and I know it will never be made again, and there's only a certain amount of them out there, but I use it quite often, probably more often than anything else, and I do enjoy it. I mean, it's a great razor. But so I was able to get him something, so that was great. I'm really happy about that, and just being able to help out and be there for a fellow wet shaver. And honestly, I've got so much stuff just sitting there in my my collection. It's okay to let it go, And that's where I was talking about in the last couple of shows, just having so much stuff that you don't really use anymore, and wanting to bring in more, but just knowing that, hey, I'm out of space. So that's why I'm going to do a few more giveaways here. I've been giving away stuff to. I gave something to my neighbor the other day and everything like that, because honestly, I want to start trying some of these new artisans, but I can't when I got my whole cabinet full of soap, right? So, yeah, that's where we stand with that giveaway. I'm glad he got it. I'm glad Joseph, thank you for the submission, and telling me a little bit about your wet shaving story. You're a relatively new wet shaver, only has a one razor, one brush, and that's what it's all about, guys. It's just. Doesn't matter if you have a huge collection with a lot of soap and every type of mug you can think of. It just matters that you are enjoying the wet shaving hobby and way of life and just building upon it. Keep going and keep having fun, because it really is. It is a lot of fun. So thank you, Joseph, again for the submission. And guys, please feel free to send me in submissions here. Anything about your wet shaving story. I will definitely be work out and getting you something sent out in the mail. Like I said, I do have a few things left, and I will definitely start doing some more giveaways in the future too as well. So these replica toggles have started to ship from Global Shave. Now, Global Shave is a company overseas that's been, they've been producing razors. I guess through CNC machining. They did the Fat Guy, which is a Fat Boy replica, and actually at first I was very skeptical on this razor. But I have been hearing somewhat decent, happy reviews on it. Now, it's under $200 a piece. So, I mean, it is expensive. And you can still get a Fat Boy for under $100 if you really look around. And it may not be in the greatest shape in the world, but you can get one. And to be able to see a toggle, I think these are going for around $200. I'm not too sure on that. But to be able to get that, I thought that was really a good value there. And what they're doing is they're taking replicating the parts and making it closer to the original as possible. So yes, you are getting a toggle per se. We do know that Janus razors did come out with a toggle, a few hundred pieces or 50 pieces. I'm sorry, it was, and it was a little bit mixed reviews. I tried one, very aggressive, but it was the foundation of it, the build of it was really good. It was definitely a quality piece. So just to see that this is one of the hardest razors to replicate. I think it is one of the most parts and most complicated safety razors I've ever seen. And I know that, after talking to a couple of guys that work on these things, they say too, the toggle's pretty intense. It's more intense than the bottom dial and very similar to the red dot. These razors are not easy. And also they weren't really meant to be taken apart. These newer razors now you see for example, the Rex Ambassador. That razor is designed to come apart to be cleaned, right? And that's what Matt did when he built it. He knew everything from working on thousands and thousands of razors, what will make these things last longer. And one, he did stainless steel construction. Two, he made it so it can be disassembled and cleaned. And three, he made it so, one, he would have the ability to make parts for it or fix it himself. So he's like the one-stop shop for that razor. You buy that, and in 5 or 6 years, you have a problem, you can send it back to get service, and they'll fix it for you. And they'll, and what better way to do it than the person who invented it and built it, you know? So that's kind of where we stand on that. So with this Toggle, really interested to see what the reviews will be. I have a feeling they'll be pretty. It'll be a good piece to add to your collection for those of you that got in on the beginning and the pre-order. And a good price point too. It's under $300. I think it's under $200. But I'm awesome. I mean, I'm a huge Toggle fan myself. I love the Toggle. I know it's not the most ample design, and it's very troublesome, you know, with the doors closing and everything. Everything needs to be kind of perfect on it. But still a fan, and I still have one, and I still use it quite often. It used to be the holy grail of a lot of us wet shavers out there. I mean, I could tell you right now, back when I started, always seeing a Toggle, I was like, wow, a Toggle. One day I'll get a Toggle, and you still see it today. Someday I'll have a Toggle. Someday I'll get that. And then some guys say, oh, I found one in a flea market in a tool chest and I got it for $4. You know, well, I've never been that lucky, but for those of you that were, congratulations, that's really awesome. So also Global Shave. Now, while I was looking at the Toggle, I noticed a JFK replica set. Now, the JFK set is one of the most sought after, most Googled, believe it or not, sets that I learned from a couple of wet shaving friends, right? A lot of guys are like, oh, a lot of people ask about the JFK set. A lot of people are obsessed with what past presidents used in their routines. You know, example, you'll hear a lot of people talk about pens that the presidents used, their shaving sets, what watch they wore, what suits they wore, what cologne they wore, right? A lot of people are interested in that. And believe it or not, a lot of presidents really just use basic Gillette razors. It wasn't really that. And I'm sure today, you know, the presidents of today, they probably, you know, use the same thing. Maybe they're using a Mach 3 electric. Who knows? I don't know if they're using safety razor. It's not really one of the things they speak too much about. But, you know, past leaders, this was a big deal. And the customized shave set for JFK is very sought after. I mean, honestly, you see a lot of people talk about it and want to see pictures of it. And this is a replica of this set, which it looks like a basic Gillette three-piece tech that's gold-plated. So, I mean, honestly, it's nothing special about it. If it's very expensive, I probably would hold off on it. But it did have a little container with JFK's initials on it for his brush and a soap stick. So, yeah, very cool. Looking forward to seeing that, a couple of those in the wild as well. I haven't seen anybody posting about that yet. So Supply has come out with a new SE razor. And this SE razor is advertised with Nixtop technology. So there's like a little open comb guard on it. And it's engineered so then if you go to shave a little bit more aggressively or on your head or something like that, it will stop the nicks and won't work and won't nick you. But pre-orders started last month, about a month ago. So around the last time we were supposed to be on the show, it was going to be live. And it's, again, composed of the same equipment, the same stuff, stainless steel, as like the original Supply razor. Now, I have a Supply razor. I've been very fortunate to meet the Supply team. And before they went on Shark Tank, which is actually, if you're a fan of Shark Tank, it's one of my favorite TV shows. Honestly, I watch it every Friday, like religiously, when I'm not working. Usually I work late on Fridays, but if I'm not, I'm always watching it. Or I will watch it the next day. My wife and I love Shark Tank. I mean, we really are a big fan of it. And I was able to see that. I remember when they were on the show of Shark Tank a couple of years ago, which was really cool just to see, you know, one of our own, you know, on TV, which is really one of the first times I've seen one of our vendors or one of our artisans on TV. And they were talking about the original Supply razor. And you know, I don't know if they made a deal or if they did, but, it, you know, still good. It was on TV and that's an awesome thing to happen for them. So this new SE with Nixtop technology should eliminate up to, I guess, 80% of your nicks or something like that, and composed of the same equipment. So it's still stainless steel, still really, you know, a high quality piece. And the price point's, I think, a little bit over $100 or around $100. So, you know, in line with the other Supply. If you're a Supply fan, if you've used a Supply injector razor, then this is definitely for you. This will be something that you'll enjoy using as well. So looking forward to seeing the reviews and seeing when these things get sent out. And let me know if you've got one or if you've tried a prototype or if you've if you're on the list, so we can stay in touch and I can hear more about it. So moving along, guys, just to talk about a little bit on the Shave Rescue cleaning brush. Now, cleaning your razor is something that, one, I never really did because I thought, hey, I use it with soap, I rinse it, it's not a big deal. Until you really look at it and take your, even if it's a three-piece razor. Now, if you have an adjustable razor, any adjustable razor, you got to keep it clean because honestly, guys, you will get crud and stuff in the middle of the mechanism, especially for those vintage Gillettes. They don't come apart easily. Now, if you get, honestly, if you have like one of the older Fat Boys where it has the two notches and you can actually unscrew the bottom of it with a modified pair of pliers or screwdriver, those are probably the best Fat Boys to have, or best because you can take it apart and it will take out the silo doors, and you can actually wash and rinse the inside a little bit better and clean that little mechanism and then put it together. I mean, I'm not one to like taking apart my razor, but if you have a one that's got one of those punch pins or those punches that are put in there and you can't really take it off that easy unless you have like a hammer or something like that, I would hold off. But these razors get dirty and nasty. So just to see a specialized brush for it, you know, I think that's a great idea. Now, what I do to clean my razors is I use, to be completely honest, I use dish soap, Dawn dish soap, and I also use a toothbrush. And what I'll do with my adjustables is after I'm done using it, first I thoroughly rinse it, and then I'll drop a couple of drops of dish soap in there, you know, periodically. Scrub the base of the razor down, scrub everything down on it, and let it, you know, or I'll just like kind of run water through the mechanism with the silo doors open. You can do that, or you can put it into a ultrasonic cleaner. If you have one of those, you can get one very reasonable or a good one for, you know, $50 to $100, and that's a great investment if you plan on, you know, restoring anything, really. If you're doing anything that needs like micro cleaning, you know, razors are great, watches, pens, all that stuff. If that's your hobby, you can use that for a lot of things. And you could just put it in there like every, you know, 10 uses or so for a little bit and let that clean it out. Because really, it's preventative maintenance. The crud that gets in there, that's what makes these 90% of these things fail. So, you know, big deal with that. Now, the shaving brush itself is just... the Shave Rescue shaving brush is just a basic brush. It looks like it's got softer bristles. I've never used it, but I can tell you that it is, and I'm looking it up right now to get a good picture of it while I'm doing this. It kind of like fits in the palm of your hand. It looks kind of like something you would use to, I guess, clean like tires on a car. If you ever had a tire brush that would fit in the palm of your hand, you just scrub the outside tire. That's what it looks like. So the rescue brush, it works well with the cartridge razors. But I think you could probably use it on a safety razor as well. You know, looking at it, it's advertised, it's supposed to get all the crud out of there, all the oxidation, everything like that. And it is made actually in the United States, so that's pretty cool too. It's made in America, and it's engineered that you can use it. And I think you could. It's got a suction cup on it, so you could put it right on a countertop or something like that, and then you could just scrub it clean. And that's what it's advertised to do. It's got little areas where the water will drain and everything like that, and keep that blades nice and fresh and clean, and thus prevailing. So it's really advertised for cartridge razors, but I was looking at it to use on a safety razor, and I think it would work just as well. But you got to maybe do a little softer and just go easy on it. $25 is the price, so I mean, yeah, you know, it's a lot, but if you're into the specialty stuff, try it out. If you do use, I guess, what you call it, cartridge razors, it might be a good investment for you, or you can use a toothbrush with your regular safety razors too. So I mean, that's something that I, like I said, it's been working well for me. Soak it in a bowl full of hot water and dish soap for a little bit, and then just scrub it clean. I don't even use any micro polishing compounds or anything like that, just to keep that. Unless it's like a solid stainless steel razor or something like that. With those old Gillettes, I don't do that because the plating is very thin. So check them out, guys. A Shave Rescue cleaner brush. American made, and it's $25 for one, and you can actually buy a big pack if you want to do resale for about $300. It'll send you a bunch of them. All right, and moving along, we have new shave brushes from Badlands Shaving. Badlands Shaving. Now, this is a vendor I never really heard about until, honestly, just looking around. I've been looking around for razors. I've been looking around for new stuff to talk about, and I found these new brushes. And a picture on the show notes shows you it's a dual wood slash resin handle. So I've seen some vendors doing this before, and I really think that at the price point, starting just for the handle $70, and you could start with a knot for around $90. Yeah, it's really cool. So I'm not sure where these blanks are coming from, or where these handles are coming from, or how they're doing it. I haven't really looked that much into it yet. But honestly, really cool designs, and I thought it was really. I just wanted to share them with you guys today because I thought it was really nice and very interesting. So, kind of a quick show there today. A lot of information. Sorry, I had like 2 weeks of information for the same amount of time. But honestly, just really, really happy to be back. I can't tell you how much. And talking wet shaving. So, guys, a couple of things I do want to say. If you do have anything you want featured on the show, or if you want to talk more about some other areas like of wet shaving, you know, let me know and give me some of your ideas, your thoughts, something you'd like to hear. Now, I did get an email from somebody, I forgot who it was, recently, and they asked me, say, hey, how come you don't do interviews? And the reason why I just don't do interviews is not because I don't think the listeners would enjoy it. I think they would. It's just there's so many other areas where those interviews have been done. It's just hard for me to justify doing another interview for an artisan that's been interviewed 4 or 5 times in the last, you know, year and a half. You know, they're going to hear the same thing from here. It gets very repetitious. You know, there are a couple of other wet shaving podcasts out there. And I've seen that they do a lot of interviews, and they do like a meet and greet, and they have a couple guys, they have co-hosts and stuff like that. And that's something that I would probably look into in the future. The thing is, one for me is timing. I do this around weird times because I do work a lot, but hopefully that will change someday. You know, I won't have to, you know, work so many crazy hours, and I could do something where I could just focus on, you know, a regular schedule like a normal person, right? So yeah, we'll see how that works. I'm definitely working on some new content and stuff like that coming up here soon in the next few months. So if you guys have anything you want to feature, want to hear, let me know. If there's anything you want to hear about, like review-wise, try it out. Let me know about that too, and I'll see what I can do, if I can pick it up or I can get some more information from somebody that did. But guys, again, thank you very much. That concludes our show for this week. First off, I got to say special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59. Remember that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Don't forget, guys, I'll be back in a couple of weeks, so we are back to the normal schedule. We will see you on the 23rd of May. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.